Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Learning Maseches Chulin, the phase is starting by Hashem, the new Masech, the Maseches Chulin, Yushainim called Shchita Chulin. Masech about Shchita and Shreifis and all the halachas of Machalas Asuras that apply to Behemoth Chulin. Before we start the Torah Dama, I want to discuss a little bit, is Shechita a mitzvah saseh? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, mitzvah saseh, sheyishchet mi sheyirtzeh lechol basar beheima chayav oif, v'achakach yoichol, shenema v'zavachta mi bekorcha mitzvaincha. And the makor for it is the Gemara, later in Chulin, in Daf Chav Ches, in the second Perek, the Gemara says, Rabbi Aimev is a vachta kasha tzivisicha, malamech in stava meshal aveshet valakonem, arevechet ba'ev, arev shnaim bebehema. That the pasuk vizavachta is telling you that you have to do the shchita, vizavachta is telling you the mitzvah shchita. And the Rambam includes this in the minyan of the Tayag mitzvahs. In the Tayag mitzvahs, the Rambam sefer mitzvahs min is mitzvah kuvmem dal, mitzvah kuvmem vav. That he says this, it's Yivonu Lishkit Behem Achayim Va'oif Acha Yachal Besorit, Mishloilem Heter Ela Beshkita Bovat. And he brings us to free, that brings us a Vachta, that Mama Gedoshi Beshkita, Avchulam Beshkita, Kashet Sivisicha, Malamin Shinstava Mershal Aveshav Alkona, Varei Vechet Ba'oif Varei Vishnaim Bebehema. So it's a Gemara, it's a Sifri, that Darshan's with a Vachta Kashet Sivisicha, that the Pasuk's telling you about Hilchos Shechita, which is given by Alpem, but the learning, it's a mitzvah saseh of Shechita. And the main mitzvahs that follow the Rambam, the Smag, the Chinuch, and others, count the mitzvah Shechita as a mitzvah saseh. Now, Taisus, in a Kama Mekaymus, so one of them is Shuas Daf Chav Dalet, the Ramaschal Eichel Nevela, where the Gemara says, Behema Bechaye Becheskes Isser Emedes. The Gemara says that there's a Cheskes Isser. We'll get to it a little bit later in this parak. There's a cheskes isser, so if any suffix comes up, whether the behemoth was shechted properly, you go bas the chazok, it is a cheskes isser. So the question is, which isser is it? Rashi always says, Eva Menachai. The behemoth bechayah, the isser Eva Menachai. You want to take it out of the isser Eva Menachai. So me suffix, you can't take it out of the isser. But Taisus is always bothered that the isser Eva Menachai is certainly not there. As soon as it died, there is no Issa Eva Menachai. Ella might you get a new Issa Nevela, but it never had a Cheskes Isser for the new Issa Nevela. So Taisa says that the Behema Bechayah Becheskes Isser Emendes, which Chazaka doesn't have Bechayah, which Issers have Bechayah, which you have to take it out of the Chazaka, there's an Isser Asay of Eina Zavucha. It says with Zavachta Vachalta, which teaches you that and if you have a Zvicha, you can eat. Mechlal, that if you don't have a Zvicha, you can't eat. So there's an Isser Asay of Eina Zavuch. And Taisus there brings down the Ritzvah, that the Ritzvah says that there's no Isser HaSeiv in Zavuach. And the Ritzvah says that the Pasuk V'Zavachta is not teaching you a new Mitzvah HaSeiv. V'Zavachta is just telling you how to take care of the Isser, which is written other places in the Torah, the Isser of Nevela. V'Zavachta tells you you need a proper Shechita, because otherwise you'll have the Isser Nevela. But it's not coming to be Mechadish, a new Isser HaSeiv, a new Isser Kolein Zavuach. And that's also the Mashmayus of Rashi. The Rashi says that the Behemah Mechayah Becheskes Isser Emedes means the Isser of Eivim Menachai. It seems he doesn't hold that there's an Isser of Eine Zavuach. And what's the Pshat? Mechayram. Because the Zavachta is not telling you an Asay, like the Ritzvah. So there's a Machlokes Yishayim. If the Zavachta is an Asay, and it means it's an Isser Asay, that when you eat meat that's not Zavuach, besides from being over on the Velom, if it's dead, or Eivim Menachai, if the Behemah is still alive, you're also Eivim Nasei, Eivim Zavuach. That's what Taisus holds. And the Mitzvah and Rashi hold it, no. There is no other Isser. The Pasuk V'Zavachta is telling you how to take care of the Isser of Nevela. But L'chaira, according to both Stodim, it doesn't seem to be Batsim a Mitzvah to Shecht. The Shaila is just, is there an Isser Asei to eat what's not Shechted? But the Mitzvah to Shecht, L'chaira, neither side holds a Mitzvah to Shecht. And as Eibem is in Shteyden Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Simon Chav Zayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that the Prima Godim and Simon Yates, where there the Shulchan Aruch says that when you shech, they make a bracha ala shchita. You make a bracha, shekhet chanim saisa v'tzivanu ala shchita. So the Prima Gadim wants to bring a raya from this, not like the Ritzvah. He wants to bring a raya to Taisus. Because if you're going to say that there's a mitzvah, vein is a vach, it's a mitzvah to shech, so merely make a bracha. And a mitzvah say you make a bracha. But she'enkein, if shkita is only to get rid of the issin of vela, on a mitzvah is loisa, say you don't make a bracha. Just like you don't make a bracha when you take out the gid anoshev, when you take out the chalev. You don't make a bracha on mitzvah's chalev, or mitzvah's gid anoshev. Because the mitzvah is loisa say. So who would din, if the shkita is just to take off the issin of vela, you wouldn't make a bracha on the mitzvah of shkita. It's shver in the mitzvah, how's the pshat, what's the pshat that you make a bracha on the mitzvah of shkita? As a fact, the prima gadim. According to Taisus, it's the same kasha. Because Taisus is not saying there's a mitzvah to shech, Taisus is saying there's an isser asay. And on an isser asay, you also don't make a bracha. Lamashal, you have a mitzvah asay of banim ashe yivoldem dar shlishi yavlem bekal Hashem, that mitzvah nadaymi, a dar shlishi kakam bekal Hashem. And we learn from there that a dar rishon and a dar sheni, a mitzvah rishon and a mitzvah sheni, can't get married bekal. So Zakti Rabbi Kivega, let's say somebody marries a mitzvah shlishi. He makes a bracha. Doesn't make a bracha. There's no mitzvah to marry a mitzvah shlishi. It's an issa to marry a mitzvah sheni. So the same thing here, person does shkita. He makes a bracha because it's an issa. I say, there's no mitzvah to eat when it's geshechted. It's an issa to eat when it's not geshechted. So it wouldn't stim to make a bracha going to either one. Now what's the pshat you make a bracha, Zakti Rabbi Kivega? Zakti Rabbi Kivega like this. You don't make a bracha on not doing an iser, but you do make a bracha on being machshir an iser. Whenever you need a maisa to do, to make something from asa to mutter, on yena maisa you make a bracha. So he says, by nikr, and by nikr abasa, nikr agid, nikr achelev, you're not being matter the iser b'chlal. The iser is going to remain aser. The heter is going to remain heter. You're just separating the iser from the heter. That's not a maisa being matter the iser. Mashenkim, when you're doing a maisa, and I'm being maisif l'chayr because you're making a chalais. You're making a chalais which makes something from asa to mutter. On that, you make a bracha. He says, that's a pshat in the bracha of alantilas yadayim l'mashal. There's no mitzvah to wash your hands. There's an issa to eat when your hands aren't washed. That's what it is. It's an issa to eat if you don't have, your hands aren't washed. So why do you make a bracha alantilas yadayim? Because you're being matir that issa. You're being machshir for that issa. It's the same thing with the bracha on Eruv. There's no mitzvah to make an Eruv. There's an issa to carry if you don't have an Eruv. Or be Eruv Tchumen. There's an issa to go out of the Tchum if you don't have an Eruv. Or be Eruv Tavshilin. There's an issa to cook from Yontif to Shabbos if you don't have an Eruv. So why do you make a bracha? Because whenever you're being machshir an issa, you're being misakin an issa, you make a bracha. As long as you're making the same thing with Shkita. By Shkita, it doesn't make a difference if there is an issa or a seiv in a zavuach. If there's no Isser HaSei Evein HaZavuach, Avada, you're not making a bracha because you're not being over the Isser HaSei Evein HaZavuach. There's no Kiyam Mitzvah B'chlal. Now, what is the bracha? The bracha is because you're making a Chalai Seter. When you make a Chalai Seter, that's when you make a bracha. That's the Pshat in Shchita, that's the Pshat in Erev, that's the Pshat in Tils Yadayim. If them come to bracha. So, the Kitzur of Rabbi Kivega is saying that according to both Shittas and Taisus, there's no Mitzvah Be'etzim to Shecht. The Shaila is this a Vachta telling you a new Isser Asay? And besides for the Isser Lois Asay of Nevela, or if it's still alive, the Isser Lois Asay of Evim and Achai have an Isser Asay of Ein Zavucha? Or is it not telling you a new Isser Asay? You don't have another Isser Asay. It's just telling you a Pasuk, how to be Masakin, the other Isser, the Isser of Nevela that we have in other places. But the Ramam is Mashman and it's an Mitzis Asay. Because the Emes is, it's a big Shaila if you could count in Isser Asay, as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, as one of the Mitzvahs Asays, a big shmuz. The Bahag doesn't count any Isser Asays. The Ramban, at the end of Sheirish Rishon, in the Asagis and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban wants to answer a kasha that the Rambam has on the Bahag. The Rambam in his first Sheirish, where he says he can't count any Mitzvahs to Rabbanon. So Berech, all the Shrashim, he comes to argue on the Bahag. All the Shrashim, he has kashas from the Shrashim on the Bahag, that the Bahag doesn't shim with the Sheirish. And in all the Shrashim, he says, and if you're going to argue on this Sheirish, so then why don't you count a lot of other mitzvahs? So the Sheirish Rishon, he says, you can't count mitzvahs to Rabbanon, and the Bahag counted some mitzvahs to Rabbanon. And then he had a kash on the Bahag, if you're going to count mitzvahs to Rabbanon, so why don't you count other mitzvahs? And he brings Netilas Yadayim and Erev. So the Ramban answers, because these aren't mitzvahs, These aren't Isser Asay. There's no mitzvah to do Netilas Yadayim. You have no mitzvah. You just can't eat bread without Netilas Yadayim. There's no mitzvah to do an Erev. You just can't carry without an Erev. And Zokter Ramban, Dugma, to even by Deiraisis, even by mitzvahs Deiraisa, the Bahag doesn't count in Isser Asay. Lamarshali doesn't count Shchita. Zokter Ramban, because there's no mitzvah Shchita. It's an Isser Asay. It's an Isser to even that Shchita. But doesn't make a mitzvah to Shecht. And Mamele doesn't count it from the minion of the Tayak. Now, there's a shayla if the Rambam is masking to that. There's some stiris. The Rambam doesn't count mitzvah v'adaymi, but he does count in Isser Asay to eat behemis tmeis, the kol tzipa teira techelu v'chuli, ve'en kamokim laharich. But I'll go upon him, the mashmoyis of the Rambam is that it's a mitzvah asay. And Rambam says, as I state in the Kesef Mishnah, it's in the Minyan HaMitzvahs that's before the Rambam. It's in the Sefer Mishneh Torah, before the Rambam started, at the end of the Akdama to the Sefer Mishneh Torah, before he starts Sefer Ahmad, the Hilchos Yisaydi HaTorah, the Rambam writes a Minyan HaMitzvahs there, Bekitzer. And the Rambam there is the same Minyan as he has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam there, Mitzvah Kuv Memvav, he brings Lushkit Behem Mechayev Oif Akach Echel Besaren, Shneem Vesavachtami Bekarcha. And the Asagas Arayvid writes there, in this Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the beginning of Mishneh Torah, Ein Lezetam, V'ulai Lava Ba Mechal Asay Asay. Which the Chayyid, the Arayvid is saying, there's no Mitzvah to Shecht. That says, Pashtus is Bechal no Mitzvah to Shecht, like the Ritzvah. V'ulai, there's an Isser Asay, like Taisus, like the Ramban, that it's an Isser Asay. But Vaisus, the Arayvid's Asaga is, that you have two tzadim. You either have a tzad that's bechlal no mitzvah asay, like the ritzvah, like Rashi's mashma, or there's an isser asay, but either way it shouldn't be counted. So the Kesef Mishnah there says, in order to explain, v'yesh leimel adash rabbeinu, shu asay l'mishi yirtza lechol basar sheyishchad ayishchad layacher. It's an asay for someone who wants to eat meat, that either he should shecht or someone else should shecht for him. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the Shita Sarambam is that it's really an Asay to Shecht. And that's the Mashmoyis in the Rambam. Lishchait. Mishayir Tzalachal, he says. Even though he also mentions Loya Hadr Elabash Shita, so maybe it means Lava Babachal. Say? But the Kesef Mishnah doesn't lean the way. But the emphasis is you could say Tuay Fanim, how it's a mitzvah Asay. Because it always bothered me. Me'olam, what's the Pshat? It's a mitzvah Asay for someone who wants to eat meat. Someone who wants to eat meat. He could go to the kosher butcher store and buy meat. Tuchmei doesn't have to shecht. What does it mean? It's a mitzvah say for someone who wants to eat meat. There's a mitzvah on someone who wants to eat meat to shecht. But I think there are two avanim. The Kesef Mishnah is saying like this. The Kesef Mishnah is saying is, if you have an animal, and you want to eat that animal, the Torah is saying, Mulvan, the Yisurim the Torah gave, there's Eva Menachayim, there's Nevela, so you're going to have to shecht it anyway to avoid the Yisurim. But beyond that, the Torah says a positive mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to go shechter with hilchos shechita. And the Kesef Mishnah says, or have someone shechter for you. So who's the mitzvah on lefi the Kesef Mishnah? The mitzvah is on the Baal HaBehema. The one who has a live animal and decides he wants to eat it, so he has a mitzvah to shechter to eat it, rather than eating it without shechita. But if someone eats nevela, lefi zeh, he's not being over an asay. There's no Isser Asay to eat Nevela. The owner of the animal who's now going to prepare the animal for eating, and he does it without a proper Shechita, that way he's violating the Mitzvah Asay. But once the animal's dead already, so then there's no Mitzvah. Well, let's say an animal dies by itself. So Lefi Taisus and the Ramban and the Ravid, that it's a Lama Bo Bechal Asay. If an animal dies, and you eat it, so you even asay. You even asay, even is a muach. Or you eat even menachai. You even asay, even is a muach. Lefi the Kesef Mishnah's mahalach, it's not only to do with the one who eats it. It has to do with the one who owns it, the one who has the behemah, and decides he wants to eat it. On him, there's a positive, not an isser asay, a positive mitzvah asay to go and prepare it for eating in this particular way. And if he doesn't do it, he's mevatel, the mitzvah say, but not a vart of eating it, it's a vart that when you have an animal, and you want to prepare it for eating, and l'chayr huadin, if you want to prepare it for another year to eat, if you want to prepare it for achilas yisrael, there's a mitzvah say to do an ayidei shechita. And you get the key in mitzvah even if you hire a sheikhet. Let's say someone has an animal, and he hires a shlechet to shechtef him. So the owner is being mekayim this mitzvah saseh. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Sheyishchet hu ayacher, not the shechet. But that's one mahalach how you can understand that there's a positive mitzvah saseh to do it. Another mahalach, and I saw this in Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlam, in the mitzvah of Sadi Gain, Asay Sadi Gimel, he brings a Sefer Maimer Haskel, which is miyuchas for the Ravon, that says this lashon: the mitzvah shchita, k'meshnem v'zavachta, and the mitzvah is kashehevit tzarech hamazon laharik bal chai. When you need to kill a animal for eating, tzivsa atarek deisha echlis naig barigasa. So the Torah gave you a mitzvah how to kill it. The kivna and the Torah was mekavon lekalash b'misas that it should get an easy death v'loyla anoisa b'misa ra. And you shouldn't torture it with a hard death. So it's a mitzvah on the one, when you're killing an animal for food, there's a mitzvah to kill it in a prescribed way. So that's not a mitzvah on the bailam. That's a mitzvah on the sheichet. The mitzvah is on the one that's slaughtering the animal, the one that's killing the animal in order to eat it. He has to kill it in this prescribed way. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel wants to learn that the Psadi Gayin says a nusach that the mitzvah is hilchas shchita tachkar kados, that you have to know and be chayke the hilchas shchita. And he brings the same thing in his the sefer mitzvahs al pi the seres sedibris, that parshas does hilchas shchita al tesalim imenu ba'agayim, that you should know the hilchas shchita. He brings other rishonim that say such a nusach. So the mitzvah is not on the owner that decided he wants to use the animal for food, that he should either shecht or have it shechted. The mitzvah is on the sheichet, the one who's slaughtering it for food, should slaughter in this prescribed way. Baal Kopanim, it is a mitzvah asay. And there's no isser asay lefizeh of eating it without shechita. That's no isser asay. It's a mitzvah asay. If you slaughter the animal without the hilchas shechita, so you're mevatel an asay, you didn't do the asay the Torah told you to do. So if you hold that the bracha of shchita is totally on the mitzvah say of shchita, the Levush really says that. The Levush says that since the Torah says it's a vachta, so mail it's a bracha on shchita. And the Rambam is a shtickle mashman that way. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Shchita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says the mitzvah shchita. And in Perek Beis, he says, Hilchas Shchita b'kulam achasi, and Halacha Beis, I mean, l'ficha ha-sheikha b'heimah chayef mevorech t'chila ha-sheikha t'shonim so'is t'svonu ala shchita. It sounds like the bracha has to do with the mitzvah shchita. If you learn that way, like Rabbi Kneika points out, you can't learn it's an isser haseh. An isser haseh is also not a chayef bracha. You have to learn it's a mitzvah haseh to shecht, and the mitzvah is either like the Kesef Mishnah, when you want to take your live animal prepared for food, you have to have it shechted, or like the like what the Ruchan Fishel brings from the Ravon, that when you're killing the animal, you have to kill it in this prescribed way. And then it'll be Shayach Bracha, because there is a key in Mitzvah Shkita. It's only when you want to kill it, or when you want to eat it. Otherwise, you don't have the Mitzvah, you don't have the key in Mitzvah Bechlal. But upon him, there's a key in Mitzvah when you do it. And now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Akel Sheichtim, Ushkitasim Kesherim. Anyone could shecht, that's mashmul chatchila, ushitasa kesheira is b'di'evid, and the Gemara goes into it with all sorts of different lashonis. What's hakel coming to be marba, and why does the Mishnah start with hakel sheichtim lechatchila? Whoever you're being marba kachecht, and then we say ushitasa kesheira means the one that we're being marba is only b'di'evid, and the Gemara explains in kama ifanim the pshat in the Mishnah, like we'll see. And the Mishnah says, "Chutz mi'chayvish sheita v'katan, a chayvish sheita v'katan can shecht, shem yikalkul ha-shchitasim, because they might mess up the shchita." And Taisus brings down the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that it says shem yikalkulu rather than shem kilkulu, to teach you that not only b'di'evid when they shecht you're not allowed to eat it, but it's also l'chadchila to give them to shecht. And what does that mean? Of course, it's also you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, the Mishnah fears us that kula sheshachta v'chayim roynei sheshitasa k'sheira, that if you see them shecht, it's good, but you're not l'chachila given to shecht, even if you're going to watch to make sure it's good. So Taisus asks, that's mefurish in the Sefer. It says, b'di'evid, v'kula sheshachta v'chayim roynei sim k'sheira, Taisus lechatchila, it doesn't work if they shacked an achayim roynaisa. So Taisus says that the din that you can't give to a chayim shayt v'kan lechachila to shach, koshem yikalkalu, means even if you're not planning on eating it. Even to give them to shach, then you'll sell it as dog food, is also asher. Because if you give them to shach, they're going to think that they're a good shachtim. And people are going to be samech on it. So male, they can't shach lechatchila even if you're not planning on eating it. The Tvur Shar says the Teretz for Rashi, like Teis himself says in Afya Beis and Mabeis, is the difference between Achayim Reyn Eisam and Achayim Umdam Al Gabon. Achayim Reyn Eisam means that they're not giving any instructions to the Katan. They're just watching. They watch the Katan. They see clearly the Katan did the Shkita properly. So that's B'dievet good. But L'chatchila, to give him to Shecht and just watch him, that Avada is not L'chatchila good. But you would think that maybe if you give him to Shecht, and you instruct him, you aimed al gabon, you teach him, you train him, maybe that's even good lechatchila. Kamash malon, shemi yikalkalu, that even if someone is watching them and training them, that's also no good. And both of these brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you can't give them to shecht even if you're going to stand over them and watch them and make sure they shecht properly. You can't do that lechatchila. And to let them shecht, even when you're not planning on eating it, like Taisus Pshat is also asur, like Zayir, someone might come to eat it. Now there's a shmuz in the Paiskim, if that applies even to a katan, which is fluent in Hilchas Shchita, and also has proven himself that he has he's able to shecht properly, it's Yachal Amin, it's Yadav. We won't go into that now. But one nekuda to go into is that Achreinim were bothered by Akasha. Why would there be another problem of Chayrish Shaita V'Katan that they should not be allowed a Shekus and not a Bar Zvicha? You find that a Shchitas Goy is possible, and the reason is with Zavachta V'Achalta, if you're a Bar Zvicha, so then you could check that if you're not a Bar Zvicha, you're not in the Teiris Shchita, so your Shchita is not a good Shchita. So what's the pshat that Chayrish Shaita V'Katan? It says here that the problem is Shem Yikalku or Shkitosan, they might not have done the Shkita properly, and if you watch them do the Shkita, then it's kosher. L'chayah, what happened to the problem that you need to be a Bar Zvicha? A Goy Shkita is no good because he's not a Bar Zvicha. Now the emes is, the Levush in Siman Aleph, Sifkan Hey, says that the reason, for at least the Paiskim that hold, that even in the case where the katan is an expert shecher, he knows Hilchas Shchita, and he knows how to be ma'amin es yadav, it's still no good. He says he's not a bar zvicha, and he says the reason why it works by Chaim Ayman al Gabav is because since he's doing it al das da Chaim Ayman al Gabav, it's considered like they're shechting it. But the Achreinim, the Shach, in Siman Aleph of Katan Chav Zayin, and the Prima Gadim there, and the Levush, not Levush, I mean the Tvur Shar, the Simul Chadasha, in Siman Aleph also, is very bothered by this Levush. The Mishnah's Mefurish not the way. The Mishnah's Mefurish to promise Shem Yikalkul Shkitosan, not because they're not a Bar Zvicha. And if they wouldn't be a Bar Zvicha, Avada wouldn't tell Bachayim Ayim Al Gabav. You don't find such a thing that just because the Ayim Al Gabav that works even though he's not a Bar Zvicha. The emphasis is in the new print of Levush, it was changed that the reason why they can't, that it doesn't work is because they're not Neman. Like the other Paiskim say, it seems that the new print Mistama changed in Al-P, the corrected edition that the Levush put out, as I Mistama, that the Levush himself was Chayzer, but the Shach and the Prima Gadim and the Silma Chadasha didn't know about this correction. But Al-Kopanim, the Achreinim Azicha held with the Klarkite, and that's L'Chayim Mamish, the Mamish Mefurish in the Mishnah, that there's no problem of Lav Bar Zvicha with Chayr Shayt V'Katan, and the Shaila is why not? And you could ask the Kasha Be'etzim in Svar, and other Achreinim bring in another question that is, maybe you'll say, that as long as you're Jewish, you're a Bar Zvicha, for whatever reason, even if you're not Muzer on mitzvahs. But the Kasha is a stira from this to Tefillin. Because by Tefillin, the Mordechai says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that a Katan cannot write Tefillin, because he's not a Bar Kshira. You have to be a Bar Kshira in order to be a Bar Ksiva, u'ksharitim u'ksaftim, Kol sheyeshnu b'kshira yeshnu b'ksiva. So he asks as a katan, and I guess who did the cherish and a sheita from writing tefillin. And the shaila is, how come Lagabe Tefillin we say he's not called the Bar Kshira, and Lagabe Shechita we say is called the Bar Zvicha? So the Shach in Siman Aleph Sifkan Chav Zayin says that Avadi is called the Bar Zvicha because he's also asked to eat treifa meat. Shalos, what exactly does the Shach mean? He's not mitzvah mitzvah, he's part of all mitzvahs. What do you mean he's asked to eat treifa meat? So the Neid of Yehuda, in Madura Tinyana Erechayim Siman Aleph, he wants to say that it's because of chinuch, because it's a chiyuv of chinuch. So Mela, since it's a chiyuv of chinuch, that's why it's called the Bar Zvicha. And Mela, he wants to be mechalik oy bezoi, that a katan by tefillin, if he's higia lechinuch, in Medina de Gemara, a katan that's higia lechinuch puts on tefillin, if he's higia lechinuch, then his tefillin would be kosher. Just like you see by Zvicha, the mitzvah of chinuch would work to say that he's called the Bar Zvicha. So who would then gabi tefillin, the mitzvah of chinuch would work to say that he is a Bar Kshira? And l'chayr, it's very shver, because the mitzvah of chinuch is the Rabbanan. And also, like his son points out in the Agah, what do you do with chayrish and shaita? Chayrish and shaita, there is no mitzvah of chinuch, and still you see even by them, also there's no problem with Bar Zvicha. And the Neidim Yehuda goes on, and he says, could be another time, and this time wouldn't be negay to chinuch, and Mel, you wouldn't have a riot as you said, that if the cotton is a gil, the chinuch, he could write tefillin. You could say that the pshan is because of the issel achilei biyadayim. It says in the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph, there's an issel achilei biyadayim, that even though a cotton's allowed to eat nevelis, but there's an aser on a gadol to give him the nevelis to eat biyadayim. And Melatz, that is, so he's called the Bar Zvicha. But he discusses, because as a Machalikis Rishenim, you have that Isser by three cases, by Tumah, by Dam, and by Shatzim. And the Shaila is, the Tur seems to say that those are the only cases where it's Asim Midaraisa, everything else is only an Issel Achille B'Yadayim Midarabanan. But other Paiskim say no, that all Isurim is an Issel Achille B'Yadayim Midaraisa. And he wants to be titled in that Shaila, if the Din L'Achille B'Yadayim is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. But the Achrayim have a different Mahalach in how to explain why it's considered that he's the Bar Zvicha, and how to be Mahalach between Shechita and Tefillin. And the Mahalach is pretty mefurish, you know, the Mahalach is explained best, I think, by Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Sa'ar, Simenayin Hei, but I think this is what the Shach means, and it's definitely what the Simla Chadashim means in the Beis Halevi, and other Achrayim. Rabbi Chanan there is Masber, what's the Pshat in the Machlaikis, if Katan Eichel Nevelos bez the Mitzvah Nafrisha or not? There's a Machlaikis in the Gemara in Yevamos, is there a Chiyiv, if you see a Katan eating Nevelos, is there a Chiyiv to stop him? What's the Pshat? What's the Tut Stadim? Why should you stop him? He's not Mitzvah. Hazak Rabbi Chanan, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that the reason why we kill a behema that's revei or someone is because of takala. One of the time in the Gemara says it's because of takala, because the behema was a cause of a michshel that happened, a thing, a takala happened on the day of the behema, that's why we kill it. So the Gemara says, Kasha, so what about if the behema is revei or katan? Why would you kill the behema? There's no takala. No aveira happened, the katan's not mitzvah. And the Gemara says, no, there is a takala. But Rechmanu de Chasale, the Torah and Rechman is on the Katan. So Kumtes, it is an Aveira. So the Pshat is, when a Katan, and the Chayr, who would in a Chayrish and Shay to do an Aveira, it's not the Pshat, it's Bechlal, not an Aveira. There's a Siba, he calls it, there's a Siba Se'isavir. There is a Siba of the Aveira, Novas. The person's not responsible for his actions. He's not responsible for his actions. But Mela, he's not considered like he did the Aveira. But it is an Aveira. So the Shaila was, in the din of Bezdim Mitzvah Nafrisha, what is it? Is Bezdim Mitzvah Nafrisha because the person is doing something wrong, because he's accountable for his actions? And Memela Katan is not accountable, so you're not Mechuyiv to be Mafrishim. Or does Alain that an Aveir is being done? It doesn't matter if he is accountable, he's not accountable. An Aveir is being done, there's a Simba Seisr. And Memela does Alain, you're Mechuyiv to be Mafrish. That's good for the Machlaikis and the Gemara. And Lekuli Alma, even if you're not Mechuyiv to be Mafish, and that's how we paskin, but you can't be Machal B'Yadayim, but also that clearly indicates that there is an Aveira here. It's just you're not responsible for it, then the Katan's not responsible, but to be Machal B'Yadayim, that you can't do. So Rabbi Chanan says that that's the difference between a Chayr, a Shaita, a Katan, and a Gai. By a Gai, there's absolutely no Aveira. By Chayim Shaita V'Kon, there is a Siba of the Aveira. It's just they happen not to be Mitzvah. But they are being Misak in the Siba of the Aveira, and they're called the Bar Shechita. And mainly he says, that's why by Mitzvah Saseh, you wouldn't have this thing. I mean, he was bothered by it. He wanted to know, why wouldn't you have this in Mitzvah Saseh also? But he's nabbing on. He wanted to say, why isn't Mitzvah Shechinach Midaraisa? But Tari says, by Mitzvah Saseh, you don't have it. It's only by Aveira, Sipshad, as you have the Aveira. Mashiach in the Mitzvah Zechiv, Akakafta, the Gavra, to do the Mitzvah. So Mela, Katan, Cherish, and the Shaitan, the Kan, that don't have Chiyuvim. So it's Bechlal no Mitzvah. It's not an Aveira. The Aveira is that they didn't do the Mitzvah. They're not Mechiv, do the Mitzvah. So nothing wrong was done. So that's why they're not called the Bar Kshir Bechlal. They're called the Bar Zvicha because by them it's also Treif. They're also Muzer. Now, Pshat is they're not Muzer personally, they're not responsible for it, but it's an Aveir for them as well. Mashengen by Bakshir, since they're not Mechuyev and Tefillin, so they have no Shachas in the Mitzvah B'chlau. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, and Emesin Kvar Kodma, I think that's what the Shach means when he says that the Katan is Asa to eat it. He means that it is, they have the Sibis Isser. The Simul Chadasha from the Tvur Shar, it's an Ois Mem Tes, he says it more with a Clarkite. He brings the din of Asla Achila B'Yadayim. He brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nafnan Hey that it's called Takala Barachmanu Dechasalei. He brings the Gemara in Nedarim by Yeshaita by Nedarim that she's called the Baskaparim. And I think all these rayas are that there is the Sibas Aveira like Rabbi Chanan calls it. It is an Aveira. Just he himself is not Mitzvah. He brings a very interesting Maril. The Maril, the Chuvis Maril in Simakut Sadik Vav, his question was, if someone has a Cherish and a Shait as a child, this is Mekayim, the Mitzvah Spirit of Yerivya. Maybe having a Cherish and Shait as a child is not a Kim and the Mitzvah Spirit of Yerivya. He says, Avadin is a Kim and Spirit of Yerivya. And among, while he's discussing it, he says, Avadin they have an Neshama, and they are a Bar Mitzvah, and Pichamam Muzharim Alav, because if they were a Behema, if a Cherish and a Shait to be like a Behema, Zak the Maril, Yechashiv Shkitasa Afil Lechem Einu Agav Keshkitas Nachri V'Kaif V'Dashina Mikra the Pasuk Zakta V'Achalta. So he brings a Raya from the fact that their Shkitas Kashiv Aistais are not called Kebehema. They are called the Bar Mitzvah. They have a Neshama that says that the Seam of the Aveira is there. They're shaykh to all the mitzvahs. They personally aren't responsible because they don't have to ask to be responsible. So this is Yisayi that Rabbi Chanan is saying that the reason why they're called the Bar Zvicha is because of the Siba Se'isr. The Shach is saying it already, the Simul Chadash is saying it, Klar, and already Kvar Kodmi the Maril. And Mamela, I think it's Miyushev also, even if you're going to say that Abuna was bothered, if you say it's Al Slachilo B'Yadayim, so what about the Torah that holds that Achila B'Yadayim doesn't apply only to Tumah Adam and Shratzim Midaraisa. The Torah says, good, you don't have the law of Achila B'Yadayim, but you still have the Siba Se'isr. Achila B'Yadayim is only a raya that there's a Siba Se'isr. But even if you don't have the raya, you still have other rayas as the Siba Se'isr. And this chilik, that by a mitzvah says, say, you wouldn't say it. And that's why by for tefillin, he wouldn't be called the Bar Kshira. The state chain in the base of Levi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yudalid, that he says that by mitzvah's kshir, there is no mitzvah on the katan at Shiyagdu. But there is an avela zakta, even by the katan, there's an isser, because it's lachol nesra. The katan's not nenesh alav. He's not a bar ancient, but there's still an isser. Even if you're all bezim mitzvah la frisha, he says, there is a shame isser on the katan. Bezim's not mitzvah, because the katan is not mitzvah. And the Rai is, because you see, it's also me, the Rai said to give a cotton be a dime. Himamish says that shtickle, and Himamish also says, Chloe, this chilik, that by tefillin you don't have it, because by mitzvah say this doesn't pass. Also, the Baruch Tam and the Gaius and the Neid Behuda, Maduri Tinyana Simon Aleph, Arachayim Simon Aleph, says the same chilik. So, Mekitza, the Ikit Teres and the Achrenim is, that by a chayre shayt of a katan, they also have the mitzvah of not eating treif. It's also an issa for them to eat treif. Now, then I'm mitzvah on the isurim, but the aveir is there. So that's why they call the bar zvicha. Mashenk in tefillin, with tefillin the isaitis is a mitzvah saseh. Anytime the gavra is not mitzvah in the mitzvah say, that means it's not a bar kshira klal. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, and the Mishnah says, a kol sheikhtim, and Taisus brings, kasa behilchas eretz yisrael, the Noshim Le Yishkadum, they should dine them kalis. I once heard that it's not really Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim bring it, the Mordechai brings it from the Hilchas Shkitam, that Reb Elban ben Machli brought from the Aseres HaShvatim. The Shaila is, why is it exactly Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? It didn't come from Eretz Yisrael, it came from Reb Elban ben Machli from the Aseres HaShvatim, and it's not about Eretz Yisrael, it's about Hilchas Shkitam. So why would it be Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? I once heard that each Keter starts off with Ami Yeshua B'Meisha P'Yagvura. So really the Ksavyan had Hilchas Aleph Yud, meaning Hilchas Ami Yeshua, because that's how the halachas start, Ami Yeshua B'Meisha P'Yagvura. And the one who was Mefanech, the Ksavyan, or maybe the next case of the Ksavyan, when he saw the Aleph Yud, he thought it meant Eretz Yisrael, so he wrote it out Eretz Yisrael, but the abbreviation is really for Ami Yeshua. I heard this once, I'm not sure where. But Al Kopanim, it says in these halachas, which the Mordechai says came from Reb Elder Ramachli from the Aseres HaShvatim, that Noshim shouldn't shecht. The halachas don't mention Dait and Kalis. Tesis gives this tam, als Dait and Kalis. And the Rosh also says that that's a tam, and the Beis Yosef says a different tam. He says because Shemi is Alfu. It takes energy to do the Shkita, they might not be able to see this akshash ilaf, like the Gemara discusses the akshash later in that Gimel and Beis Tamazay, that you have to be muksik to shecht, because we don't know that you're going to be able to do the shkita naka week in between and to do the shkita properly. The Machas Mashaway, it's two times. Daitan Kalas is a pshat that they're not neman. They might not do it properly because they don't care enough. And Shemi Salfa means they're not strong enough to do the shkita. But all the Rishayim argue on this. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, or wherever he is. Taisus here brings Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim Naflam and Aleph. Kamri Shainim bring the Raya, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the Ran, and also the Rama, Milchus Shchita, Perek Dal Alacha Dal, and the Rajman Taris Abayis, and the Smag, and Kamri Vakamri Shainim. They all argue, and they say that the Noshim Ashaklis Rechila, the Rosh, and the Mordechai says that this Chacham wrote Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, wrote Chumris Midaitai. Because you see from the Gemara Klar that there's no problem with Nashim Shechting. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha that the Gemara Psachim Nachdal and Mabei says that Nashim and Amonis for B'dikas Chametz, because since it's Midarabonon, so Mamela, they're Neman, they're Abonon, and Maimon, they're Midarabonon. It sounds like they're not Neman on their Isis. But L'chai Tzapeli, you find Maisel B'chol Yoyim, like the Rishonim say, the Vada Nashim and Neman to do the Melicha, to do the Nikur, to do the Kasha, so Vada Nashim are Neman. So what's pshat in the Gemara Psachim? It says B'dikas Chametz only is the Rabbanan. So Taisim Psachim with Dalim and Beis and Erevin Nafnan Tess, he says when it's a Tirchi Yisera, so there Noshim aren't Nema. The Yishalmi says that Noshim Atzloni is same. When it's a Tirchi Yisera, so there they're not Neman. Only by the Rabbanans. It sounds like Shkit is not such a Tirchi Yisera. But the Ran says that no, even a Tirchi Yisera the Neman. He says Melichas Basa and Nika Chelev and Nanas Avada a Tirchi Yisera. It's only because it's a Suffolk. You tell them to be baidik the chametz ala safik. So there, when it's a tirchi yisera, the neman mestamin is no chametz. That's what it means. That they're makel to say that there's no chametz because of a safik. The Rajman teres the bayis the adav zayinam and beis is mashmosa that way. But bemis and noshim and amanis, even when it's a tirchi yisera, it's only by when there's a safik as alma matzich to, or let's say the dim would be me deraisa, that you'd have to go be baidik ala safik, and it's a tirchi yisera, then the nashim would more make, and that's a pshat in Yishalmi Atzloni Yisein. But bemis in the neman, even by tirchi yisera, even by the reisa. Now even though, lemaisa, all the rishenim hold that nashim could be sheikh lechatchila, but the Beis Yosef brings the ogre says that the minig is not. He doesn't, the minig b'chol golas yisrael, that they don't shecht. So even if me'ikir adin medina de gemara, the Noshim could shecht, and even if the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is not saying it la'alach, it's only a chumra, we're not asking that way. But since the minig is their own shecht, so minig is mevata la'alach, you have to do the minig. And the Beis Yosef says you can't call that a minig, because le'irinu ein raya, the fact that you don't find the Noshim shecht, that's not a minig. But and that's how the Mechaber paskens in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah says, brings this minig of the Ogre, and the Paiskim, the Bach, the Shach, the Gain, and other Paiskim Paskin, that if you don't find the Noshim Shecht, you do say that there's a Minig not the Shecht. They say you don't say L'Ri'inu Ein Neraya by a Dover HaShchiach. Since Shechting is so Shchiach, so if it wouldn't be a Dizekpeda against Noshim Shechting, Avadi, you'd find sometimes the issue with Shecht. If you don't find ever the Isha Shechts, right, this is a Minig that the Isha doesn't Shecht. That's not going to Minig. In fact, Lefi what they were Machmir, afterwards that in order to shecht, you need a kabbalah to shecht. So even if Aisha would happen to know Hilchas Shechita and happen to have a b'ma'amin yedeh for Shechita, but she wouldn't have a kabbalah to shecht. So me'el l'maisa, noshim don't shecht. Good, now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara has the kasha like we mentioned before. What's the pshat? It says in the Mishnah, kol shechtim, it sounds like l'chatchila, and then shechitasin k'shera, and that's mashu b'di'evet. The Gemara is kama mahalchim, had to answer this kasha. Most of them are in the next blot. But before the Gemara got to the answer, the Gemara goes to a shakla v'tariya. How do you know that a koil is l'chatchila? The Gemara brings different cases where it says a koil, and the Gemara discusses, is it l'chatchila or not? And the Gemara says, really, enichinami, a koil could mean b'di'evet, but the pshat is that why did it say two things, a kol shechtim, u'shchitasin k'shera? The chayr is a double thing. For kol shechtim, avadere, shchitasin k'shera. What do you mean by a kol shechtim? If shchitasin k'shera, so avadere b'di'evet, a kol shechtim, what's the two things? Elamai, a kol shechtim must mean l'chadchila, and shchitasin k'shera must mean b'di'evet, it's a stira, so we have to find what's the pshat in the Mishnah, that in some cases it's l'chadchila, in some cases it's b'di'evet. Now, while the Gemara was going on, the Gemara brought in a kol me mirin. That was the first thing, that a kol me mirin, everyone could do tumura, echad anashim, echad anashim. And there, vadi and allah to do tumura le'ech, lefenev le'yomer. Tumura is also to do. So it can't be l'chatchila. So the Gemara says, enechanami, the Mishnah there says it specifically though, lo'yishadim rishoy l'homer elashim, hey mumar, v'seif against arabon. So since the Mishnah specifically says that they can't be meim l'chatchila, it's not a kasha why we use the lashon nakol meimir and the smash l'chatchila if the Mishnah told you that they can't be meim l'chatchila. But I just want to say one nekuda matmura that the Mishnah says seifig asarabon, they get 40 malchus. And Taisus asks the kasha, why do they only get 40 malchus? They should get 80 malchus. It says loyach lifenu v'loyomer, I says. It's too lavin. They should get 80 malchus, one for each lav. And there's a Taisus in Tamura. The first Taisus, the Taisus in Tamura is enechanami. They talk again 80 malchus. It says seifig asarabon. It's not being nachas to the minion of exactly how many malchus. It says seifig asarabon, meaning you get malchus. But enechanami, they really get shmeinim. They really get 80 malchus because they over 2 lavin. The Taisus here, and the same thing, the second Taisus of Taisus in Tamura says, no, you really only get 40 malchus because you need the psukim loyach lefenu loyomer, I say, you need it for two different types of Tamura. There's one Tamura b'shalai. Someone has his own carbon and he makes a Tamura on his own carbon. And then you have a Tamura where you like it, if you do it b'shal chaveira, you make Tamura on your friend's carbon, but even that the friend said that it called a roitz l'lohama yavah v'yomer, that your friend was mafresh a carbon, and you make Tamura on your friend's carbon. So that's two different cases of Tamura. You need the pasuk to teach you these two cases of Tamura. That's what Taisa says for the second text. So the Biskirav in Tamura, he brings the machlokes Rambam and Ramban, and Taisa see Klar holds like the Ramban. I think Rav Rishayim hold like the Ramban. What's it din if you have two lavin telling you exactly the same issur? And the Rambam Shita is you don't get two malchus. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam explains it a lot in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Loisase Kuf Ayin Tes, and also exactly the same thing in Hilchos Macholos Asuris in the Yad. Perek Beis, Alachi Yad Beis. Well, there he says, the Gemara says if you eat a petisa, a certain type of bug, you get 4 malchus. You eat a namoli, you get 5 malchus. And the Rambam says, because each lav of sheretz is teaching you a different type of sheretz. One's teaching you a sheretz that flies, and one's teaching you a sheretz that crawls, and one's teaching you a sheretz that swims, and one's teaching you a sheretz that comes from the ground, that doesn't have perivirivia, comes from the ground, or comes from the yipushim or something. So the Gemara says, "Achal petisa like arba, namala like a chamish, tzira like a sheish," is a pshat that if it has some of these characteristics, let's say it both crawls on the ground and it also flies in the air, and it also comes from the yipushim, whatever it is, it has a number of different characteristics. So you'll be like it for each one of them. That's a pshat in the Gemara, but not the pshat like other rishonim learn. That there are few lavim kailim of all shratzim, and there are few lavim specific for a sheretz ha'aretz, and a few specific for sheretz ha'mayim. But the pshat is more than one lav saying the same thing, and you still get kama malchus. It's hard that Shvei Rambam, the Ramban, argues on the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos by the Shroshim, by Sherish Chi, he talks about it. It's hard to figure out the Rambam, how it stems with the sugyas. Balakoponim, that's a sheet of Sarambam, that if you have two lavim that hold exactly, that's saying exactly the same thing, so you don't get two malchus. The Rambam really says it also legabi the minyan hamitzis, that you don't have it doesn't add to the minyan hamitzis if the other lav is saying exactly the same thing. That the Ramban says, how do we agree with? The pshat is you have two lavin that are both saying the same thing. That doesn't make an extra mitzvah. But legabi malchus, the Ramban says it depends. If there's a reason why the Torah wrote two lavin, you have a drasha from it, that there's a yitur, there's an extra lav, teaches you a new chiddush din, a chiddush halacha, then you taka don't get two malchus. Now, Shengen, if there's no drasha, so then the reason why he wrote the two lavin is to tell you two malchus. Gemara really says in Himsachim pretty much, it's how the Rambam learns the Gemara Himsachim, but the Gemara Himsachim had a drasha from a pasuk, Legabi Psulim Mikdashim, why it says the extra pasuk. The Gemara says maybe it's to tell you get two malchus, just like Achel Patisa like a Arba, Achel Namala like a Chamesh, Achel Tzira like a Sheish. So Gemara says, when you have a drasha for it, you'll darshan the lav for an extra drasha, and you won't just say it's an extra lav. So like the Ramban, it means like this, when you have two lavin on the same thing, but you have a drasha, why the Torah should say a second lav? It's being mechadesh a chiddush din. So mainly, you don't get two malchus, because it says two lavin to mechadesh a chiddush din. Now, Shengen, if you don't have a drasha for it, so then you say the reason why it said two malchus is to two lavin is to give you two malchus. So the Briski Rav is masbid a taisis lefizeb. That it's not the pshad that one of the lav of moyech lefenu is going on shaloi and the other lav of loyomros is going on shalchaveroi. That if the guy does tour b'shaloi is over one lav of loyech lefenu. If he does tour b'shalchaveroi is over a different lav of loyomros. It's not the pshad. Avada when you do tour you're over two lavin. So, Taisus doesn't like the Rambam. Two lavin means you get two malchus. But the Teretz is, when you do have a drasha, when you have a tzrichas of the two lavin, you're learning a chiddush din from the two lavin, you're learning a din, that b'shal chaver is also a din tumura, so mele, the lav is there to teach you a chiddush din, and mele, you don't get two malchus. The Rav is massive because b'yisayin, the Ramban and Taisus, b'yisayin, they also agree with the Rambam. That just because it's two lavin, that shouldn't be a siba for two malchus. It's one iser, it's one shame. Why should you get two malchus? Now they hold like this, when the Torah wrote two lavin, and you don't have a drasha, so thus alain the Torah wrote two lavin, what's pshat, the Torah wrote two lavin, elamai, the Torah is megala, you get two malchus. But if you have another reason why the Torah wrote two lavin, you have a tzrichasa, like here, you say, echad b'shaloi, v'chad b'shal chaveri, so then, even though there's two lavin, you don't get two malchus. But this you could explain. The Gemara in Tumura says, why don't you get Malchus by Tumura? Why don't you say that it's a Seder Chalois Asay? That you have the Lois Asay, Echlifenu Layomer Asay, and you have an Asay, Vahayu Tumura, so you're Kaidish, it should be, not a Seder Chalois Asay, I mean, Lavanitik Lasay. Why don't you say it's a Lavanitik Lasay? You have the Lav of Echlifenu Layomer Asay, and then you have the Asay, Vahayu Tumura, so you're Kaidish, it should be Menatik, the Lav, it should be Lavanitik Lasay. So the Gemara says, Layosi Asay Echad Menatik Shnei Lavan. The feed Rav, it's very musbir. The pshat is there are two lavin. The Rav had a kash in this Gemara. Held the Gemara was a ayah to the Rambam. I'm saying this a little bit on my own. The feed the Rav, the pshat is, avada, there are two lavin. There are two lavin here. You don't get two malchus, because even though they're two lavin, you don't get two malchus, because it's one shame. But there's a chaymet, there's two lavin, that I say can't be manatik shtei lavin. And that's the din. When there's two lavin, and there's a tzrichasa, so you don't get two malchus and two lavin. But al kapanim, legabit a din, they're also masking that there's two lavin. Now, since it's a tzricha, so you don't get two malchus. But avada, when you do tumuri, you oivish ne lavin. So the gitzah, the Rambam holds, there's no such thing as getting two malchus if there's two lavin on the same thing, if it's shem echad, even if there's no tzricha. There's no such thing. The lavin had just written the chizik, but it wouldn't get an extra malchus. Malchus is only if it's a different shem misser. And any time you find Lekim Shnayim and the Pshat is, the two Lavin were telling you two different Shemis Yisurim which happened to come together. But the Ramban and Taisus hold no. That's him, it could be. If there's two Lavin written on the same Yisur, you get two Malchus. But if you have a Drush, you have a Tzricha, so then you don't get two Malchus. Then it'll be two Lavin without two Malchus. But if there's no Drush, so then you say that the Torah wrote the two Malchus to teach you, you get two Lavin. Two Lavin, I mean to teach you that you get two Malchus. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says the first of the terutzim of what's that kol sheikhtel mechatchilo shkitasim ksheir b'di'evit is Rabbi Barula. That we're talking about a tummy, that a kol sheikhtel means even a tummy, and b'chulin he could shech lechatchilo, but b'kodshim it's only b'di'evit because we're afraid he might touch the bus and make the kodshim tummy. And if he says, but the evid, if he says, barley shlei negati, then the shkita is ksheira. That's Rabbi Ba'ula's pshat. So first, when the Gemara said that lechatchila, tamik eshech b'chulin, the Gemara says, what's the chiddish? What's the chiddish of tamik eshech chulin chachila? Maila meim, what's b'chal the chiddish? What's wrong with being metame chulin? So the Gemara says, utum ha'chulin shenasu atayras ha'kaidish, they were machma with this chulin, he was makabal on himself, Rashi says, he's going to eat it b'tayras ha'kaidish. So there, he can't eat the chulin. He can't eat the chulin tmeim because he's makabal. He only eats chulin al tayris hakodesh. And even so, we allow lechatchila since it's only in the rabbanan. It's at the chumrin. He was makabal on himself. We allow lechatchila tamei teshecht as long as he makes sure not to be negeya. Rashi can catch him. The pshat is he might be negeya. And then Rashi says it's an iser of mishmeres chumaisa and it's shmira. So male they were geizer lechatchila. Rashi can chulin shenas al tayris hakodesh. They weren't geizer. So Taisish tells us a little bit that the Gemara says, what's the chiddish of Tamei b'chulin? He brings a Gemara that says it's also ligum tumah l'chulin sheberetz Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But Taisish says only to him about pay race with shayach chuma, it's not by basar. But then he says a very interesting thing. He says, even if it will be asr to be metame yeguf with eichlim tmeim, and he brings a drash of his kaddishim v'yisim kaddishim as her l'vnei Yisrael sheichel chuleim b'tara. So even if you have an iser, but there's still nothing wrong with metame chulin because you could be made to masa. So Taisus is being mitzadet that there is an iser for someone tar to eat chulin tmeim. And he brings a pasuk, v'skadishtem v'yiskadishim as harul b'nei yisrael sheikha chuleim b'tar. And Bishayah pick on the side, it was a grace of Baki, he says there's no such gemara. He doesn't know what a makar for that. He brings the kama gemara, he said, darshim v'skadishtem v'yiskadishim for other drashes. But there's Tzal of Enishberg on the bottom, and the Marie Landau, Achslech Etzenei de Biuda, the Grace Marie Landau, they both bring the Tan and Veil Yo, and they both bring its brood in the Alkat Shemini, it's in Parashas Kisisa. You have this Joshua. So Arishburg is bothered. Had Rabbi Shai pick Mrs. Yalkat Shemini, Mrs. Tan and Veil Yo, Alkapanim, there is such a Joshua's Chazal. But it's a bit schwer. I mean, the Pasha Taich of Taisa sounds like there's an Issa deraisa for a Torah person to eat chulin tmeim. As the Taisa increases Dafid Gimel, that says Mefurish not that way. The Gemara there was a shtickle mashma that way. They needed a sakana to be mata, and Taisa says, no, it's too much she's eating chuma, that's why she can't become tamei. And he brings the Raya from a Mishnah and Tyrus, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. And the Rashi and Tyrus also says clearly on that Mishnah, there's no Issa to eat chulin tmeim. There's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Tumas Eichlin Perek, there's Zayin Alacha Yud that discusses that he brings this, the Tais increases, Daf Yud Gimel, and the Rash on the Mishnah in Kalim. And he says also the Rambam there is very Mefurish, there in Perek, Hilchas Tumas Eichlin Perek, there's Zayin Alacha Ches. And the Rambam says that the Torah says a lot of times, that Tamei Hula becomes Tamei is not the Pshat, there's any Issa Tid, there's no Issa B'chlal to eat Chul and Tameim. The Issa of Tamei, there's only teeth, Maisa Shemi that's Tame, Chuma that's Tame, Kachin that's Tame, it is an Isser, Chul that's Tame, there's no Isser. What's it Negeya that Chulim become Tame? It's only Negeya that they could be Metame, Maisa Shemi, or Chuma, or Kachin. But not Negeya, Be'etzim, and Chulim become Tame, because there's no difference if Chulim's Tame, you could also eat the Chulim. I mean, you find in the Gemara in Brachis, the Gemara says that a Chaver, according to one man Yom, is someone eats his Chulim Betara, someone who doesn't eat his Chulim Betara, the Gemara says that he's the Amaritz. But it doesn't sound like there's an Isser. But the Mishnah Lamelech is Mashmah Zamachlaikis. Rashi, later in Chul and Daflam and Dalit, is Mashmah that there is an Isser. But I was very bothered. There's a Mefurish Pasuk in Parashas Re'ei that says that it's Mutter, because the Pasuk says, L'gab B'psul and Mekdashim, Ach HaShayachal as it Tzivis Al Kein Techlenu, Atami V'atari Achte V'chlenu. That when you have, in the Gemara Dashes B'psul and Mekdashim, that you can eat the meat, kashiyachal tziva ayel, hatami v'atar could eat it. And the Gemara explains that we're trying to mat it to isurim. There's no isur of tumas aguf, that's why the tami could eat it. And the tami and the tar could eat it together means that there's no isur of tumas basar. And that's the pshat the tar could eat it. The Torah can eat it even the same plate as the tummy, and even though the tummy is being metame it. So you see mafurish that a Torah can eat tummy food. So what's pshat? And Taisus is saying that there's a ashara viskadishtem, ashara lebnei shol sheichu chuleim betara. I think the pshat in Taisus is, and not the pshat that it's really an iser, that you're either an asay viskadishtem v'yichulim betara. It's a chumra deraisa. It's midiraisa, you should be machmir. The Emes in the Ramban says this in Parashas Kedoshim, when he says what Kedoshim Tiyu means. And he says that you shouldn't be a novel b'shus ha-teirah. It's one of his examples of a novel b'shus ha-teirah. He says someone who eats too much, and someone who's is too much involved with his wife. And he says someone who eats food that's dirty, that's unclean, as about the shaksu, the Rambam also brings that at the end of Hilchos Macholos Asuris. And he brings someone who eats tameim, someone who eats food that's tameh. And that goes around in Kedoshim Tiyu. So Kedoshim Tiyu, is that a chiyuv? The Ramban calls it a novel b'shus ha-teirah. Taisus is not mamash a chiyuv, it's b'shus ha-teirah. And the Teretz says, this is what the Teirah wants, it's the Ratzin ha-teirah. So you can't say that there's an isser, like there's an isser asay to eat it, it's not macholos asuris. And if Shad is, why did the Chaveir meet the Chulim B'Tayra? Because that's the Ratzin ha-teirah. The Teirah wanted everything should be B'Tayra. So when the Taisus brings the Viskandishtem, Ashara li Yisrael she'echa chaleim b'tara, he means also it's a mind of kedusha. It's not mamish and iser, but it's a din deraisa. It's a chumra deraisa to be naig with this chumra. That's what I think the pshat is. They can eat it. You know, it's not considered an iser. But when Taisa says I feel you also the time is good for it, meaning even though it's not the right thing. And you should be machmeh, it's not the midah of kedusha, but still you can eat it be made tumasa. As I say, v'lechleinim shatan taisis. Now the next taisis is also interesting. And the Gemara says that you can't shecht kachim because he might touch the basar and be metamit. And taisis has the kasha that mefechesa sereyu kechaya. After you shecht, it's still jumping around. And when it's jumping around, the Gemara says, and afkuf kafala from the base, that it's considered alive. Considered alive. So what's the pshat? You can metame it. So Taisa said one pshat that maybe you'll touch it after he finishes being mefarches. But then Taisa says, and Ben Mishnah is often in the Gemara, that a sheikh behemoth tamei loivik echavim mefarcheses metame tumas eichel avaloi tumas nevelis. So a sheikh behemoth tamei for a guy, it's called man as mefarches, it's not a nevela, because it's still alive. If it's a behemoth tamei, so the shkit is not considered to killing it, so it can't have tumas nevelis. But, since he shechted it, it's metame tumas eichlin, it's already considered an eichlin, since it had a shechita. So Taisus brings a raya from there, that even though mefecheses areyu kechaya, even though it's still alive, it's still, after a shechita, it's considered an eichl, and it could be makabel tuma. Chai, often in Gemara, it's a little shayla what the first teretz was, the Tferes Yankov talks about it. Ha'akopanim v'eifin, Taisus shtels the veki is saying, that even though the behemoth is considered alive, the Gemara says legabe ruvia, that if someone's merveya behema that's shechted, but it's still mefarches, he's considered reveya gets misa. The behema is considered alive, as long as it's being mefarches, but still metame tumas eichlin, because it's considered an eichel. So Rabbi Chanan says, it's kind of here in Kaivet Shmuas, that vice dice, the fact that a behema when it's alive is not mekabel tuma, is not the pshat, that is afgah, that on a living entity, a living organism can't be mekabel tuma. Like you find the mashal by something which is mechubal lekarka. Something that's growing is not mekabel tuma. There's a din. Something's mechubal lekarka is not mekabel tuma. You have an apple growing on a tree, it's not mekabel tuma. So you might think that a behemoth that's alive is not mekabel tuma. A living entity, a living organism can't be mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Chanan vices as out of chat. It's only because it's not a food. It doesn't have a shame eichel when it's alive because no one will eat it. Once it's shechted, so it's already considered an eichel, even though it's alive, it's all dinei chayim, fechasa sereyu kechaya, but it's considered an eichel, and the male is mekabel tuma. And he says, as I shtei teis mefurish and kuf kafal from in days, teis says it's nusach, it's kuf kafal from days in the banim, and baya omar, he said, the tam mishum nechi chayihi, nechol dvareh, it's considered completely alive, lakach roi vechayiv, umikom lakam metami tumas eichlin, kevin the masachilahi. Lamais, it's a food. So if you have a living animal which happens to be a food, it's mekabel tumah, because being alive is not a steer to being mekabel tumah's eichlin. It just happens not to be an eichel b'derech klal when it's alive. But after the shkita, even though it's alive, it's already an eichel, it's mekabel tumah. Gavaldig yisayt. Now he says, it's a chayy steer in Taisis, because Taisis and kufchav chesam and aleph says mefurish not that way. Taisis and kufchav chesam mamish mefurish says, he's explaining why the Gemara had a raya legabe yadayim that's not mekabel tumah. They might have said that a behemah wouldn't be a yad. He says, why not? Taisa's nusach is, kufchav chesam and after masu behemah mechaya, avol balechayim, kinami havi eichel, kagoyim ben pekua, ikalamande on peik ben mekashe, deloy mekabel tumah. Even if it is an eichel, like a ben pekua, a uber that was, the mother was shechted, so it doesn't eat shkita, so it's already an eichel, but even though it's an eichel, but since it's alive, it's not mekabel tumah. L'chayr, the Gemara, Tais on Kufchav Ches, L'chayr is a steer to Taisis on Kufchav Aleph, just 7 months before. Tais on Kufchav is saying that even though it's a chay chol v'reah, but since it's an eichel, it's mekabel tumah, and Tais on Kufchav Ches is being arrived from Mem Pekua, that even though it's an eichel, but since it's alive, it's not mekabel tumah. And Mechanan's very bothered. What does Tais on Kufchav Ches do with Mefecheses? Mefecheses serev kechayim. And still the Gemara says Mefurish is Mekabel Tumah. So what does he do with it? He doesn't have a teretz. Now this kash of Mem Pekua, Bechanan is Mayrich to say a teretz, why a Mem Pekua wouldn't be considered an Eichel. But L'chayr, it's a steer in Taisis. Taisis here in Avbeis and Taisis and Kufchaf Aleph seem to be saying, in L'chayr, the Rai, the big Rai from Mefecheses, that being Mekabel Tumah, there's no din that something that's alive can't be mekabel tumah. God, the thing's alive is usually not an eichel. No one would eat it. But after shkita was considered an eichel, it's mekabel tumah, even though it has a din that it's alive. Now, Sheik and Taisa Av Kuchav Ches is saying not that way. Taisa is saying that being alive is a steer to mekabel tumah, even if it isn't eichel stam. It's a xerius akasiv, it can't be mekabel tumah when it's alive. It's Sarachi and how he answers mefechasis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.